So the Mishnah speaks about Abor Prokim throughout the year, where there's a din on various aspects of creation. Pesach on Tvua, Atzeres on Peres Ilan, Rosh Hashanah, everybody gets judged, and water is dealt with on Sukkot. Asks the Ran, how does the Mishnah know? How did Chazal know about these four Prokim? You see, when it comes to the din on a person, we learn that from the Pasuk. It says, Mereshus Hashanah V'Achas Shanah. The Gemara learned to refer to Echad B'Tishrei, Kichoyk L'Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. So we know that Echad B'Tishrei is the time for a person's din. But what is the makar regarding the four prakim mentioned in the Mishnah? It says the Ran, it is derived from the Braisa brought in the Gemara. Why does the Torah tell you to bring these karbonis throughout these various periods of the year? Omer on Pesach. In order to bring about bracha, the Omer on Pesach to generate a bracha in the Tvua, which is judged on during Pesach. Shtelechem on Atzeres, to address Peres Ilan, which have their din at that point on water during Sukkot, because the din on water takes place on Sukkot, says Ran, that is the makar. That's how the Chachamim knew. The fact that the Torah requires these karbonis to elicit bracha v'atzlacha on these crops is a raya. Then indeed, that is the Zman Din for these things throughout the year. Interesting that some pointed in Nusach HaTfilah during Yom Tov Asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu is Brichas Mayadecha, because every Yom Tov has its own respective bracha pertaining to a particular aspect of this world. Tvua, Peres Ilan, Mayim. Interesting that the Mogen Avraham brings a pshat, why the Ramah says that the people would bring greenery, trees to shul on for Shavuos. Says the Magen Avraham, it's based on this Gemara because Shavuos is the Zman of Din on Peres Ilan. You bring a tree to shul, you are creating that Zikaron to remember, in fact, that this is the Zman of Din for Peres Ilan, which will encourage a person to keep in mind and daven for the success of the Peres Ilan of the coming year. Asks the Ran, what do you mean by Abo Prokim Oilam Nidan? Pesach on Tvua, Atzeres on Peres Ilan. What is the din? What is the din of a person? Aleph Tishrei. Shouldn't we assume that on Aleph Tishrei, everything gets decided? Everything pertaining to the person, himself, his possessions, his assets, his crops, his Tvua, his water. So why do we need two separate dinim? Person gets his din Echad B'Tishrei, and everything else throughout the year. How does this work? Says the Ran, there are two parts to din. There's the klal din prat. On a personal level, Echad B'Tishrei is the time of din. So this person will have a successful year. But he can have success through something other than Tevuah, other than Peres Ilan. That's why we need another din. On Pesach, Tevuah gets decided. Peres Ilan on Shavuos, etc. That's the global realm of things. How things are going to happen in the world. Perhaps there'll be a lot of Tvua out there, but this person won't have any benefit from it. Perhaps a person will have a successful year, but not from Tvua or Peres. So two separate tracks running at the same time. There's a personal judgment, which is Echad B'Tishrei. And then there's how the world reacts and responds on a global sense. And that's the din, which happens throughout the year, Pesach, Tvua, Atzeres, Peres, Ilan, etc. Asks the Ran, can we understand why a person's Rosh Hashanah has been established as Echad B'Tishrei? So he says, look, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, when was Adam Arishon created? Echad B'Tishrei, although the world started Chaf Hei Elul, but Adam Arishon was created on day 6, which is Echad B'Tishrei. And the Medrash says, Adam Arishon did tshuva on his day of Bria. He did a chet on the first day, the 10th hour, he ate Eitz Hadas, and 2 hours later he came out of the din, he was saved. Yotzo Bedimus. So, it's very appropriate that indeed the Yom Din throughout the Deiros should be established to be on that day, which is the time of Rachmim, time of Chesed, which allows us to tap into that as well. So that was according to Rabbi Lezer, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, time of Adam Rishon's creation, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, B'Nisan Nivra Olam, so this reason wouldn't apply, What then? Says the Ran. Still, this is a time of Mechila, of Slicha v'Kapora, as we find during the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu came back down on Yom Kippur, and he said, in the name of Hashem, Selachti Kidvarecha. So the time of Mechila, Slicha v'Kapora, v'Klal Yisrael, indeed, that's why he says that this is an auspicious time, it's an appropriate time to tap into the Midas HaRachman, Mechesed HaShem. That's why Hashem established the din of a person to revolve around these days, din of Rosh Hashanah, Gzar din Yom Kippur, so you can take full advantage to do tshuva, turn back, correct, rectify, fix himself up, and be zeicher to the Chesed HaRachman exuding forth from Hashem.